Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Maynisch goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spurgeon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Basler moves to third. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0 for 1 in the game. Taubner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to home to get Basler. Gibson moves to third. Taubner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Mainisch moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lutsk moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to third for the out. Uhel moves to second. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0 for 2 in the game. Taubner takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Taubner trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. Warner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 1 in the game. Nays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nays moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heilman bunts towards first. Burns fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spurgeon tags and moves to third. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener bunts towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Heilman scores. Blue moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bassler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Warner moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jackie Taibner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taibner is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Taibner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Lutsk strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for George Uhel. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Fonseca now playing second base. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jaime Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a pop-up towards short. Taibner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Johnny Baszler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baszler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baszler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baszler moves to second. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tavner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.